October 11th, 2021. Welcome to another week of the CrossFit Lynchpin Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support and being a part of the community. If you're brand new, welcome. You're going to have an absolute blast. If you are brand new, or if you've been around for a while and haven't done it, you should pause this video and then watch the other video attached to today's training entitled New to Lynchpin. Watch this first. I put that with every Monday's video, so you want to take that all in because that's going to give you the backstory and information you need to fully understand everything that will be presented in this video and every daily video, quite frankly, so that you can maximize it. So please pause this and go watch that. Okay, here we go. Heavy day today. Three different lifts. We're doing four sets of three on the power clean, four sets of two on the front squat, four sets of one on the full clean or the squat clean. Last time we did this exact workout was May 3rd, 2021, if you want to go back and check your data from that. And just to clear up any confusion, you do all the power cleans before the front squat. So for example, you'll treat it like it was just 3-3-3-3 power clean. Once you're fully done with that, then you move on to the front squat. 2-2-2 front squat. Then once that's done, you end with the squat clean, four sets of one. This is a beautiful heavy day. And so there's another video that you should watch entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. So check that out before you do this workout. It covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all the stuff that you're going to need to know. It's Lynchpin Conversations number 113. I attached it in a YouTube video format, but you can find it audio only on iTunes and Spotify as well. Just search for Lynchpin Conversations number 113. But critical information today. But today is going to be a good one. Everybody loves going heavy. And, you know, you get to do a power clean and you get to go below parallel later on. It's a win-win. We've got a video showing the power clean, the front squat, and the squat clean. Super fitness robot loading for this would be using 70% or more of your one rep max power clean across all movements. More likely would be using anywhere from 50% or more across all movements. Scaled option for today, still doing four sets of three on the power clean, still doing four sets of two on the squat clean, on the front squat, but then instead of the squat clean, which is the most technically demanding movement, let's just say as a beginner, you're still learning that and you're not confident in it yet, well then what we're going to do in place of four sets of one on the squat clean is we'll do a power clean, and then when you have it front racked, do a front squat, and that will be in place of one squat clean repetition. So you'll do power clean plus front squat for heavy single, you'll rest a couple minutes, power clean plus front squat for heavy single, rest a couple minutes. That's how you will do your four singles. And the easiest thing and the greatest thing about scaling a heavy day for a beginner or an intermediate lifter is just keep lowering the loading all the way down to an empty barbell, a broom handle, a PVC pipe, and you can make this day approachable for darn near anybody. Oh, the limited equipment option. Just a set of dumbbells and a good attitude. No barbell at all. Men will grab a pair of 50-pound dumbbells, women a pair of 35s, and then not for time, but you know, moving with a purpose, but not for time, 75 dumbbell squat cleans. At Lynchpin, we say we do what is effective, not what's popular. There you go. There's a video showing the dumbbell squat clean. No equipment workout. 5 rounds each for time of 50 air squats, and you will rest 2 minutes between each round. So that's kind of done interval style. Accessory work for the day, optional as always, landmine twists or candlestick conditioning drill. So it's pick one, don't do both. Landmine twists, some nice rotational gut work. There's a video there, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps. Or the candlestick conditioning drills, potentially the less popular of the two, but certainly not less effective. I recommend you watch the video, and then you can spend 5 to 10 minutes playing around at whatever step in the progression is appropriate for you, but there's a ton of benefit there. The other part of the optional accessory work, 50 to 75 medicine ball cleans, performed in as few sets as possible, 20-pound ball for the men, 14 for women, and we have a video showing that glorious movement. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then for the stretch, we've got the glute stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and then trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Each of those has a video. Each of those you hold for 1 to 2 minutes per side. Great way to start off the week with a heavy day. I will see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.